Delighted to be with you, Jennifer. Thank you.
So in your op-ed today, you wrote about your desire for lawmakers to come together in a more bipartisan way. What do you think the major barriers are to that bipartisanship?
Well, all kinds of things. First of all, excessive partisanship is something which is both a reality and an end in itself to a lot of people who participate. Very frankly, it's encouraged by media and the 15-second or 10-second soundbite. It's encouraged by the fact that politics has become a blood sport, and that cheap shots are the way of the day, and that we have somewhat forgotten the original intention of the Founding Fathers, that we were to work together, to compromise and to cooperate and conciliate and coordinate our actions in the broader public interest.
What do you think needs to happen to shift the political discourse back to a more cooperative tone?
Well, the people have to understand that this is our country and that we have to live together. And I always like to quote my old dad, who used to say, "We cannot look at the other fellow in the boat and say, 'Pardon me, sir, but you're in the boat sinking.' We're all in this thing together, and if we don't recognize it, we're going to ruin the greatest country, the most wonderful democracy, and the most wonderful governmental agency that's put together in our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights, that has provided us with so much goodness, prosperity, and freedom in this country."
As I mentioned, the Mackinac Conference is happening right now, and lawmakers and leaders have converged onto Mackinac Island. What do you hope to see come out of this year's conference?
The Mackinac Conference is a remarkable device, and the chamber is certainly to be commended for the way it does. First of all, the kind of discussion that I'm hoping our people up there will have, where the ordinary citizens, the business people, will have a dialogue about what they want, and where that dialogue will be made available to governmental folks who will be brought into it to talk about what they're doing, what needs to be done, so that we can come together to have a unified approach and a cooperative approach to the government of this wonderful country.
In your op-ed, you write about some of the successes Michigan has had recently, including the resurgence of the auto industry. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing Michigan going forward?
Well, we are not yet out of the woods. The economy is still somewhat at risk, and we're approaching 8% unemployed. To get to full employment, it's got to go below 5, and hopefully we'll get down very near 4%. We've got to see to it that people understand that they've got to work together to have that happen. We want to see that they work together to see to it that government works and that people work with government, that the government knows what the people want so it can serve them, and so that people will come to government and say, "Look, this is not working. We have to change this so it'll be better." And we have to see to it that we work together rationally and enthusiastically, and that we understand that we are the citizens of the greatest nation in the world, and that our freedoms are very, very delicate, hard to protect, and that they require us all to work together to see to it that the country does do better, and that it protects the oldest and the most perfect democratic society that we have seen in the history of mankind.
John Dingell is a Democrat representing Michigan's 15th congressional district, which includes Monroe County and parts of Wayne and Washtenaw counties. Congressman, thank you for your time.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be with you, Jennifer. You have a great day, and I hope the holiday was a good one for you and your listeners.
Thank you, sir.